many ways. But I didn't go through what you must have in those early days. You had to be strong at such a very young age. A new life on Lima Lane. So won't you listen? Fall of 82. I fell into dark times and you were there to help me through. You told me that a downturn will eventually improve, and you were right, so I'm thanking you. So won't you listen to me now? Something I never told.
Soon we'll be with you. Come and join the living. crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Oh, peace train, sounding louder. Come on, the peace train. This peace train, oh, it's rolling.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Come on, come on, come on. Yes, come on, peace train. Hey, yes, it's the peace train.
Good afternoon, Medford.
Find your new release and in your wake.
Use that one.
Medford.
We're back, Medford. It's the rap radio
you
hour.
You missed us.
And more chewing for your head top, so watch how you speak on my name.
And we missed you.
WMFO 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's the rap radio hour. It's 2:07 p.m. We're back from spring break. We're back in action with a lot of new rap music.
Rap and hip-hop. Although I don't know the difference. But first off, we're going to read you a hot PSA. Because we believe in safety of the public. Because Grant has secured the thing on his computer still, so.
Oh, it's a new one.
What does it say?
Oh my god. Should new PSA.
Should I do it? Or do you want to use that while I do this? Because you got to get this theme song going.
Oh yeah, let me do the theme song and then we'll read the PSA.
Oh, the theme song before the PSA. You can do PSA and then like, okay, that was safety. Now let's get unsafe.
We're never unsafe.
Oh well, I mean, the theme song has guns in it.
They're not real.
Is there some rule about what you can play on the radio? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, can you play like a fake like?
Hello, this
alarm?
Is Chef John from Food Wishes.
No, you can't yell fire. Yeah.
Radio Hour.
Tufts Open Call. Tufts Open Call invites all members of the Tufts community as well as the general public to their weekly event in the intimately lit lounge on the top floor of Dowling Hall.
Dowling.
Open Call is an experiment in creating meaningful human connections at Tufts through shared novel experiences. Open Call aims to provide a non-alcoholic social space to meet new people and explore your own senses.
Senses.
For more information, including the details of the next event, check out the Tufts Open Call homepage on Facebook. A message from Tufts Open Call.
Facebook.
And WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. The next Open Call event is this Thursday, April 6th at 8:45 p.m. in the 7th floor Dowling Hall Lounge.
Dowling Hall, be there, be square, Medford. That's right. Welcome back to Rap Radio Hour.
You're wearing sunglasses.
I don't know what you mean.
Never seen you wear those sunglasses before.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. The prescription.
Are they?
Yeah. Want to try them on? Sorry, you want to try them on? My voice changes when I take them on and off. I go back to normal. And then...
That's all right.
Kind of gravelly. Oh, yeah.
So... While we were over spring break, new Drake album came out. XXXTentacion got out of jail, and the reignited feud with Drake is now
more tune for your
up there.
Head top,
so oh, no. New Kendrick.
Wait, can you, you want to explain the feud to me
yeah.
at some point in the show?
Yeah, well, we can do
That's
that.
That's coming up, Medford. This is Rap Radio, by the way.
Play some new Kendrick.
Excellent. Play some Control Verse from Kendrick.
Oh yeah, you recently discovered that.
Yeah, I'm like really into the hip hop scene.
What else came out?
I couldn't get a bill paid. You couldn't buy the real thing.
I was staying up at your place,
trying
Sean.
To figure out the whole thing.
Can we bleep him?
I saw people doing
Maybe.
Things.
Sure.
Almost gave up on the music thing, but we all so spoiled now. More life, more everything. Must have never had your phone tap. All they yapping on.
Anyway, man, for welcome back to the Top of the Radio Show on the radio. All they never coming home. Rap Radio. We are topping the charts every week and all weeks. This week, every week, I guess. Anyhow, Grant's going to play some music at some point.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what came out since we had our last show.
Oh, yeah, I'm still on that. How was your week, Medford? Ours is pretty good. We partied hard. Or did we hardly party?
Used to get paid for shows in front door.
Grand F all night happened. That was lit.
Damn. We can play some Mickey Blanco.
It was fun. People were drinking inside of school building.
Southwest, no don't see that every day.
You don't. Well, I mean, at least not here. Writing our name on a double cup. We ain't even have a tour bus. Girls wouldn't even think like of recording like me. Educational building, too. Sororities.
I had some different priorities. Weezy had all the authority. Women I like was ignoring me. Now they like, aren't you adorable? I know the question rhetorical. I took the team play from Oracle. Mama never used to cook much. Used to Chef KD. Now me and Chef KD. Bet on shot for 20 G's. I brought the game to his knees. I ain't made too much these days to ever say poor me. Where you at, I never see you. Free smoke, free smoke.
All right.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
There are lots of rappers who say, hey, I'm the best.
Right.
And there's a small subset of rappers who say, I'm a bad rapper. And it's kind of like a joke. It's like a shtick, right?
Like I'm not a rapper?
Or like a...
Sort of thing?
No, like a...
I'm the baddest rapper.
I'm not a very good rapper. Haha. Really jokes and stuff like, oh, I'm the worst rapper there ever is. I suck at this. I'm bad at everything.
Okay.
If there are anyone who's like, I'm pretty average. Like,
no.
Like, hey, I've tried for a little while. I wouldn't say I'm the best.
Rap is like a.
It's like my side.
It's
thing.
A really a medium of superlatives.
Of all or nothing. Of
yeah.
Streams.
Yeah.
Interesting. I think there's a space ready, ripe for breaking into.
I mean, like saying somebody is average is sort of like a beef trope. Like,
you're
if
average.
You're dissing somebody, you say they're average.
You're
yeah.
Average. Like,
yeah, like, you can say they're bad, but I think a more potent diss is just say they're average.
Because it sounds a little close to reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, anyone can say anyone's the worst. Like,
yeah.
You sort of expect that. But if you're like, you're just getting by with mediocre, then it's like, oh, wow.
Whoa, that's
am
like
I?
An actual insecurity I have.
Yeah.
Way to pierce my shell. Sheesh. But at the same time, if you say you're average, you're the only one doing that. You know, it's a benefit. Good work. I'm planning my break into the scene. Oh, listen to that. Wow. Facial hair.
Won't you please?
How often do you shave, Grant?
Every other day.
Every other day. Do you use a electric razor or like a real razor?
I do. I use an electric one.
Do you know brand?
No, I don't. Phillips, maybe? I don't know.
I use an electric razor as well. But I lost the charger cable for it, but my brother's the same kind, so we just switch back and forth.
Well, your brother's not shaving.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so I have it for right now. But I haven't shaved for the past few days because I've been neglectful. So how's your voice doing? Your throat feel okay?
100% better.
We had an issue of smoke inhalation. There was a party, a small fire. It was controlled, but, you know, still dangerous. Anyway, you can drown in a puddle.
You can drown in a puddle. That's a funny analogy. I watched the last episode of Rick and Morty season 2.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all caught up.
Did it explain the other season?
Yeah, it was a recap.
Was it useful?
Yeah.
Did you watch the first one again?
No.
Okay, but you think you like, got the, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what that happened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the bird guy.
I don't understand the scene after the credits of the first. All right, mute the radio, Medford, if you haven't seen it. I don't want to spoil anything.
Hey, Medford, there's a new Rick and Morty out. You'll have to find a way to stream it
online. We're
just
shilling.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. We rate it highly. It's very fast and funny. But But they're not going to show the rest of the season until the summer, apparently. So
really?
It was just like this one-off April Fool's thing.
That's dumb.
It's so funny. Anyway, so Bedford.
So the after-credit scene where Tammy sort of Darth Vader's third person.
Yeah.
Didn't make any sense.
Why?
Because the whole reason she killed him is she was a spy for the Federation.
Well, I mean, she loves him anyway. And maybe,
did she?
Maybe,
then why would she kill him?
Well, maybe he just has useful information on Rick.
I guess that's
like,
true.
We need his brain and his expertise to get in.
That's a good theory.
Thank you. I pride myself on it. So I went to my chemical engineering group meeting today, and I realized that I'm now redundant and useless because they had elections last 2 weeks ago, I guess. I led to a whole bunch of new people because all the seniors are graduating.
Oh, so now you're a lame duck.
So I went there and, like, not only am I a lame duck, but they've already, like, instituted everyone else. So there's like, a new person who has my job. So I was just there not saying anything, so I just left.
You've been replaced.
I've seen the new generation.
Yeah, the organization's going to continue without you.
They're cruel. You can't kill an organization. The members just be replaced. There's actually something interesting about that. I was talking to my boss about it. He, like, runs his own company, right? It's a pretty small sort of thing. And he was saying, like, at a big company, you could probably go and shoot the president, the CEO.
Yeah.
And it'd still be fine. Like, they'd replace him right on. But, like, if I were to shoot my boss, like, and he was away from work for 2 weeks, like, the whole company would go under. Like, every person's, like, critical to the thing surviving.
Wow.
Which is kind of like a dangerous place to be in.
Yeah, that's, like, poor management.
Yeah. I mean, it's like also just a general startup sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like, we have friends who have we're not going to advertise them because they don't like them. Because they're horrible people.
Are they?
Well, okay, so we went and got Chinese food after last night, and it took forever. We went to Chinese Light, or Golden Light in Davis.
Okay.
It was like at 2 a.m. or 1:30 a.m.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this will be good. And he was like, no, I want to go to Honest Taqueria for burritos. And so we walked over there, and it was closed. So we walked all the way back to Golden Light, and that took an extra 30 minutes.
Wait, how far away is Golden Light from Honest?
Like 10 minutes. But we ran into our friend Andrew, so we were talking to him for a little while. So anyway, I'm not mad at him. Anyway, yeah. So our, like, you know, Ian, his company, if he died, I'm sure it wouldn't go on without him.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So it's just like at a certain point, an organization is resilient enough that it no longer requires people.
I guess it's sort of a trade-off. You either have everyone be critical and indispensable, or you have redundancies, which are inefficient.
Mm. I guess you brought a nice mix. It's kind of interesting that the word corporation, like, comes from the word corpus, like body. And it's the one thing a corporation doesn't actually have. Like, it can have a bank account, it can have, like, legal rights, but it doesn't have a body.
Yeah, I guess it depends how you define body.
I guess something that you can kill.
Yeah, a biological body. That's what the singularity is, right?
Yeah, it's just like
the corporations got bodies.
I'm sure it will be. So this is Rap Radio Hour. A lot of rap so far. What song is this?
Who's Mary J. Blige and Kanye West have a song called Love Yourself. I've never heard the song before. Lows, but if you just hold on, please hold on, this love is strong, it'll save you.
Oh, it's so much brighter in here. Savior. They put my life on hold, but I knew something they didn't know. I know myself too much to ever fold. Dark clouds.
clouds are moving past you. Oh, you gotta love yourself. If you really wanna be with someone else, you gotta feed yourself. Before you feed somebody else, you gotta stay open and don't be foolish, 'cause everybody don't mean you well. You gotta love yourself before you love somebody else.
Yeah. Gotta love yourself.
I decided not to use my color as a handicap. He a designer, artist, producer, and he rap. Never found virtue from patience. In the dark room just pacing. Precious time is just wasting. You do not what we facing. I cannot be complacent. In my job be courageous. Another kid just got shot. They can't find it a savior. Made it out of the basement. Made it out of the underground. From a time where you out of town. They might gun you down. Blow. There goes another round. Blow. There goes another round. Came from the shot and wow. Look what the fuck they found. A young legend coming to shut the summer down. You need to talk to me like you don't win your mother round.
Oh, you gotta love yourself. Oh, yeah. If you.
All right, that's enough of that.
Yeah, I think rap is overrated. Let's go to folk.
You chose the wrong radio show to have a relationship with.
I'm going to say you're my guest, and I'm in charge now.
Have you seen the new Kendrick Lamar video?
I have.
Isn't it good?
It is very good. It's really well done.
Yeah, they have very good cinematography.
They have a part they shoot in the same spot where Terminator 2 was shot.
Really?
You gotta see
what part?
The part where they're in like a sort of like a gulch thing. Like a concrete thing in L.A.?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They have a lot of those in L.A.
Okay. Now. Well, it's one of them. Parmesan where my accountant lives. In fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boobay tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy your Westie world with my base stuff. Ooh, that pussy good. Won't you sit it on my taste buds? I can't wait. There's some vulgarity in this song.
I think that's okay.
Okay, sure.
It's like all part of the artistic message. I wouldn't want to censor it.
I think that's always the argument. This is Kendrick, so it's okay.
I don't like the 360 degree camera trick.
That part. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble. Hold up, bitch, sit down. Hold up, be humble. So what is the meaning of the song?
Huh?
What is the meaning of the song?
Well, Kendrick's trying to be very, like, egotistic, and he's telling everybody else, you know, like, everybody's telling me to, you know, be really egotistical and, you know, self-involved, and sort of like a, everybody else should be very self-involved, too. You know, play up your strengths, be very arrogant.
Is he telling himself to be humble or telling everyone else to be humble?
I think he's saying everybody else is telling him to be humble. How do you think they did this side? With the burning ropes. I want to see it behind the scenes. Show me something natural like ass with some stretch marks. Still take you down right on your mama couch and polo sock. Hey, this shit way too crazy. Hey, you do not.
This is really cool.
Yeah,
I don't know they do that. Oh, but much just page me. I don't fabricate it. Steve Jobs.
Oh, I love this with the Grey Poupon commercial.
Yeah.
You ever seen that ad?
No.
Oh, I'll show you that.
This is like a complicated reference sort of thing, huh?
Yeah, it's a whole, it's a Grey Poupon reference in the lyrics and also a Grey Poupon reference in the video. Beep.
Pardon me, would you have any Grey Poupon?
But of course.
Grey Poupon, one of life's finer pleasures.
Is that good?
Wow. Ugh.
There's like a whole long history of rap's relationship with Grey Poupon.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's like an interesting sort of commercial endeavor. How Grey Poupon decided to position itself as like really fancy mustard at an affordable price,
mm-hmm.
which is sort of like a weird like low class, high class status
yeah.
position, and that made it very appropriate for adaptation in rap music.
Interesting. Let's keep listening to the music though, of course.
What else do we have?
Is the song over?
Well, we are mostly over with it. So Cupcake, who's one of my favorite new rappers, just put out an album, and I think she's best known for tracks that are very sexually explicit,
mm-hmm.
such as Vagina, or I think she has a song called like Best Dick Sucker. And it's easy to sort of write her off as a one-trick pony sort of situation.
Mm-hmm.
But her new album called Queen Elizabeth just came out.
Shows off her range.
It's charting very well, yeah. And the first track, I think, is a very good example of how A, good of a writer she is, and B, how good of a legitimate, you know, rapper she is.
Mm. She can spit bars.
Yeah. So this is called Scraps by Cupcake.
I love that side effect.
I think it's overused, but I think it's a Southside, the producer, that's his thing, and I think everybody uses it.
Isn't it from a Quentin Tarantino movie?
Yeah, it's from Kill Bill.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know who produced this. It might have been Southside.
I'm sure it's from before Kill Bill too, but
maybe.
Kill Bill as well, I mean, but
babies killing babies, people starving in Haiti. Me and nutting and women then disappear for the baby. Promoters acting shady, a bunch of them, no Brady. Jail full of our brothers, cause fathers was way too lazy. Real struggle, been through the trenches, you haven't lived my life. Nah. Eat half the can good in the morning, then eat the other half at night.
For real,
they don't know about the fight.
Nah.
They just know 100 likes.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find a light.
Man.
But this tunnel not too bright.
It ain't.
Big money with me, but don't shop at JaVinci. I do not support them stores.
I don't.
Remember times I ain't have a dad, me and best friend sharing clothes.
No money,
that's just how the shit go.
It go.
I don't stop, I just go.
I go.
All I thought was get it either way. Never cared if I was called a hoe. That was irrelevant. All gas skeletons, feelings not delicate. So just settle it. Right out the ghetto, not trying to be elegant. Dropped out, but the streets made me intelligent. I done seen it all, so what's new? Been thought that my whole life like Snoop. Niggas love lies, but they hate the truth. I'm only at peace when I'm in a booth.
In a booth.
I don't trust none on my mom. Niggas life scammers and cons. Niggas claim they got a real bond. To one get locked up with a bond. Real preach. Gotta talk to him like a speech. And let a hoe tell anything I say. I'm in a room door. It ain't sweet.
Not sweet.
I hate my father in the worst way. He forgot more than my birthday. He ain't did shit since the first day. Bird nigga, let him chirp away. It's hella times we done got kicked out. We're from the box of living in a big house. Can't forget the days trying to make a way. Walked in the corner store for a discount. We was out there scraping up quarters. Backpack on the streets like Dora. Don't look down on others that shorter. Had more tears than we had water. We was out there scraping up quarters. Backpack on the streets like Dora. Don't look down on others that shorter. Had more tears than we had water. What you know about now? Wash your clothes in months. So no tissue on the ride if your nose will run. No pop the shitty. So you hold the dumb. The problems we about to face since they go for Trump.
Uh-huh.
It's over. I ain't talking break up, man. Why every time I need something, phone break up, man? Why I love ones in the ground won't wake up, man? Cause niggas gang, don't wanna shake up
Stop
hands.
It.
That ain't about to make you look cooler. Y'all making more mistakes than bloopers. Motherfuckers gotta think about their future. These niggas perpetrators like Fuchsia. You know me? I ain't hold a shit in.
Nah.
Real fucked up world that we live in. That $20 for her baby milk, she done took that shit and went and got a villain.
Dumb
becomes repeatable, unbelievable. Now she ain't got custody.
Custody.
I hate it when people so agreeable. Shorty cut it with the fuckery. Dark skin, a light skin. You still African American,
dummy.
Society got y'all fucked up. Y'all out here comparing skin. It's a fucking shame, ain't shit change. We ain't represent like we should.
We not.
Cause it still remain. Gotta tuck your chain when you step a foot up in the hood.
Getting robbed.
Make a way if you could.
Could.
Make sure your fam good.
Good.
Ain't have a door to knock on when I need
help.
Just
we'll,
had hope
we'll
knocking on wood.
Version.
Old folks intimidated by the generation. Cause these youngest don't follow obligations. Job application, need pronunciation.
No
it was too much slang in a conversation.
Gotta get professional on the spot.
Shoot that one shot is all you really got.
No lie.
No Dalmatian. Fuck one house. I'm trying to own one-on-one spots. We was out there scraping up quarters. Backpack on the streets like Dora. Don't look down on others that shorter. Had more tears than we had water. We was out there scraping up quarters. Backpack on the streets like Dora. Don't look down on others that shorter. Had more tears than we had water.
We're back, Medford. What'd you think of Cupcake?
I thought it was very good. Excellent lyrics. Very fast.
Yeah. She can rap.
She can rap really quickly. And sort of huskily. Whispery, but like loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else do you want to listen to?
I don't know what else. What else came out this week?
There's a new Playboi Carti track, but it's not very good.
That's too bad. What a shame. Do you want to explain the new person who came out of jail?
Oh yeah. I think the excerpts of these songs are clean, so we can play them. Mm. So there's a rapper from South Florida, XXXTentacion, and he's very popular on the internet. He's sort of like Playboi Carti, where he has an abnormal amount of SoundCloud plays.
Mm-hmm.
He also has a very strange sort of look and aesthetic. When did I first hear about? I think I heard about him like early in the fall. Me and my friend Dan were talking about all these rappers from South Florida who have questionable criminal records.
But like they're faked.
No, like they have like bad, like,
oh, they're like bad people.
Yeah, they're like really bad people.
Oh, is this the one who like, yeah, okay.
But like, no, this isn't. Yeah, he's sort of like Ruben Slick, who like makes good music but like is in jail for armed robbery and heroin.
Okay, so
XXXTentacion is sort of in that similar vein.
Why was he in jail?
He allegedly like beat his pregnant girlfriend.
That's not really one of those good things.
Yeah, no, it's a bad thing.
Okay.
So Dan and I were talking about all of these South Florida rappers, and he brought up X. So anyway, he just got out of jail this week, and has sort of been making a lot of rounds. He really blew up when he was in jail. His song "Look at Me" has like millions and millions of plays, which is crazy. And for some reason, like, he's really popular with like young teens. Which I find really weird.
Strange.
Like, my friend Roni teaches like yoga, and she posted on Instagram like a picture of her doing yoga in like a middle school, and she was like, "I asked middle schooler, like the sixth graders, what song should we listen to when we do yoga, and they said 'Look at Me' by XXXTentacion." And I looked up the song, and I was like, "Whoa!" She had a bunch of emojis, and I think that's sort of odd.
Weird.
Yeah, he has like this. He has a ton of fans, and I'm not really sure why he's so popular. Like the songs aren't like amazing.
Huh.
So anyway, "Look at Me" is probably his most famous song. I think it's like in the Billboard Hot 100.
Does he do like Let's Plays or something? Like,
does he do what?
Let's Plays or something? Like, I'm trying to figure what kids are into these days. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why he's so popular.
Huh.
Like the song, it's a good song, and like it's very high energy. I don't know. There's like a lot of other songs that are also similar.
Weird.
Anyway, so the reason I bring up the fact that it's sort of a, not like basic, but you know, it's a replicable song. Mm. It's not ridiculously unique, is because the flow from X's first verse is pretty much spot on with the flow from a new Drake song. And so a lot of people accused Drake of stealing X's flow. And so Drake performed that song like live in London, and the video came out when X was still in jail, and people were like, "Oh my god, he totally stole the flow." And someone asked X in an interview from jail like about it, and he was like, "Oh, I don't care. Like, it's fine. Like, it would have been nice if he like shouted me out, but you know, like, he can take it. It's okay." And then X got out of jail, and so I think realized how popular he was, and then changed his tone, and now he's like, "Yeah, Drake totally stole my flow."
Wow, he's
a little bit meaner about it, and that's sort of I think encouraging his fans to go after Drake a little bit more.
That's so surreal, like to like go to prison and come out like famous and popular.
I mean, he was famous. I would say he was famous and popular when he went to jail, but
okay.
He's only been getting more famous and popular.
Like Gucci Mane.
Yeah, yeah. Or Earl Sweatshirt. Although Earl didn't go to jail. I think Earl Sweatshirt is the better case of that example.
I don't know who that is.
Earl Sweatshirt is in Odd Future. And in May of 2010, or May of 2009, he His mom like sort of found out about his rap career and his habits, and he went to like a camp for like troubled youth in American Samoa for like a year and a half or more, like maybe almost 2 years, a year and a half. And while he was away, Odd Future totally blew up and went from like people that like you knew from Tumblr to like across the country touring, like performing at Coachella, like performing live on Fallon, like albums, and like a huge, genuinely huge rap career.
He was a part of it.
And he was on a lot of the songs that were very popular. Mm-hmm. And his mixtape that he released just before going away was like one of the most popular. And he was arguably the most talented rapper of the group at the time. And so he got like genuinely very famous. And no one knew where he was either. That was the other thing. And so there was there were like rumors of where he was, and a lot of journalists looked into it, and details like started coming out. But that was like a really intense example of going away and then coming back, and you're a totally different person.
I'm sure he continued the rap thing then.
Yeah, he did.
Those camps didn't work.
Well, I think the camp was more not like stop rapping. It was more like get control of your life. I think he's kind of cagey about talking about that point in his life, but he says like I was, you know, messing up on other things.
Well, that's good, I guess.
I think it made him a better person, but who am I to judge? Anyway, so I'll play the section of the Look at Me, and then I'll play the section of the Drake song.
Yeah.
And you can judge. And then I'll play an interview where Drake tells his side of the story, and then we can discuss that.
Excellent. It's like a criminal case.
Yeah, this is like S-Town.
Or Serial, yeah.
This is Serial.
Welcome back. Dun, 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 dun. One story told minute by minute.
Dun, okay.
Dun, dun. It's sort of like binge watching because we're doing the whole thing in this episode. So. Hey.
Okay, so this is, I'll just play like 10 seconds or whatever. This is Look at Me by XXXTentacion.
Strangely popular, right?
Strangely popular, yeah. So you get that flow. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, sure.
Here, I'll play a little bit. Taking my life, bro. That bitch don't wanna be friends. See that? Alright. So then Drake comes out with a song with Giggs called KMT.
Okay, demon just got out of can. I gave my bro an advance.
Oh, he totally stole it.
Yeah, it's not only that, but the rhyme scheme is the same thing.
Wow.
Like, he's rhyming the same syllables.
It's not in my plans. Not even taking a chance. Studio right in my yacht.
Okay, so people are accusing Drake of stealing the flow.
Rightfully so.
And it's not like a question of which song came out first. Like, you know, sometimes the things come out one after the other, and you know, Drake's putting out the album, so maybe it got held up. But this is a sort of a very clear example of one song came after the other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not a causal explanation.
Okay.
Okay. So now, let me see if I can find this interview.
I guess I never really understood what flow was until now.
Interesting. We're all learning.
Yeah.
Okay. So now Drake talks about the beef. We'll play a full 3-minute excerpt of him on a radio show explaining it. And then we can discuss whether we believe Drake or not.
Okay.
Because I think there's some arguments for both sides. I'm not really sure why.
Some testimony coming out here.
Yeah. I guess we should also listen to X's side of the story.
Oh, we heard it.
Yeah, I mean, just to go back to what you were talking about, it's like, you know, I feel like,
yeah,
sometimes I'm fighting against like how big it's all gotten for me, and when I have genuine intentions to always like big people up and show love, sometimes it gets twisted, you know. And I think that, again, just like the writing thing, there's like another thing that people tend to like just bring up as a negative about me, like, oh, you're taking from the culture and this, that, and the third. And it really that bothers me as well, because it's like people go so far, they reach so far. Like the other day, you know, I dropped the song with Giggs, and I'm seeing all this on my IG under like some random picture of people being like, ah, you took this kid's flow or whatever, right? So I'm just like, yo, what's happening to me right now, you know? So I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm trying to read, like, figure out who they're talking about. I find out who they're talking about.
Is this the extension guy?
I don't even think that's how you say his name.
I tried to call it extension.
So anyway, I go and I find what song they're talking about, you know? And I listen to it. I'm like, okay, I see where people could draw like this comparison off of like the first two lines, whether it be the cadence or the rhyme pattern or whatever, you know. And I'm just like, yo, it's crazy that people think that after all this time, after all I've been through, that I'm the type of person to go pre some song that's on SoundCloud. It doesn't have like two plays. It has plays, you know, he has his cult following, and go and think that I'm gonna like take that and make it my own. Like, I'm not stupid. I'm not I'm not like a person like that, you know? So it just...
How does it feel to be at the top of the game now?
I don't know.
You've done it.
I guess sometimes it's mixed feelings, you know.
All right, I've heard enough.
You know, there's nights where I
order in the court.
Go into the
okay. Right. What do you think,
Drake?
I mean, we can find X's side of this and hear what he has to say.
Okay, here's my thoughts. I don't know if it's a bad thing to steal someone's flow or not. It's definitely not copyright infringement. It's definitely not against the law. But is it against the rules of the game? That's the real question. And I think overall there should be no punishment for this, because I'm sure XXX is getting a lot more benefit out of this feud than Drake is. So he's already being rewarded for this, for his slight. I also guess, I don't know, apparently some sort of history with Drake being not very authentic. He also sounds so, like, is it the cadence or the rhyme scheme? And like,
So you're siding with, are you siding with Drake?
I'm siding with Drake because he's talking about it so intellectually. I'm so like, oh.
I guarantee you if we played X's side of the story.
I would side with X.
No, well, I don't know who you would side with, but I don't think you would be swayed by any intellectual arguments.
You don't think X is a very intellectual sort of guy?
I think he's more emotion. Fair. Which has its appeals.
Yeah, he invents great rhyme schemes, apparently.
So do you believe that... There's sort of two things to separate. There's was Drake, you know, whether or not he actually stole it.
Case. Did Drake steal it, and what should happen? No, what did Drake steal it, and what was the...
I think the two sides are like, did Drake steal it, and... You were sort of getting at this, doesn't matter. Because you can think that he stole it and say, well, it also doesn't really matter. And you can think that he didn't steal it and still think that the comparisons matter.
Yeah, I think it doesn't really matter. Because, so much of music and rap is built on earlier stuff. It's all about remixing.
Right.
And
it's not
paying homages.
And like I said before, it's not like Look at Me is a groundbreaking song.
That's true.
There's a lot of other songs that sound like it too.
Could you say that Look at Me stole that rhyme scheme from someone else? Because if you can do that, then the whole thing is moot.
I haven't come across another song that has that flow that's that exact. I think the Drake song and Look at Me are more similar.
Than any other songs you've heard so far.
Than any other song with Look at Me. Here's what I think.
Puts things in a bit of a pickle, huh?
I want to believe Drake. I think that interview that he gave, I want to believe everything in that interview. Mm-hmm. But there are a few things that I find a little bit suspicious.
I don't like that he said, I'm a good guy, I wouldn't do that. But
yeah,
that's a horrible, so you know when Werewolf, when you're like, you just say, I'm not the werewolf.
Right.
Like, that's like, I'm a great person. You know me. Like, I don't know you.
I think here's the Drake has sort of a tenuous relationship with musical honesty.
Mm. And
explain the history here.
He brought up the accusations of using a ghostwriter.
I have heard this with Meek Mill.
Right. And so I don't think that's a comparable thing, because that wasn't like an under the table. That wasn't Drake trying to be genuine.
Did he use a ghostwriter?
Yeah, but it wasn't a ghostwriter. Like, he paid him and he was credited on the album. Like, that's not ghostwriting. That's just using a writer, which a lot of rappers do. And I don't think... Yeah, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that, as long as you're very open about it.
Does Kendrick Lamar have a ghostwriter?
I don't know.
See, he writes pretty good stuff.
Anyway, we're not talking about that. I'm just saying Drake has a tenuous relationship.
Earlier. We can talk about it.
It's
within the scope.
With borrowing. Because he tends to borrow from a lot of different things.
Mm.
Drake isn't exactly known for being slow on the uptake in terms of like cultural references. He's a very current artist who knows what's cool.
Yeah.
Right? Like he's featuring grime artists on his album. He's very into dance hall. It's not like he's not oblivious, is what I'm saying, when it comes to what people think is cool and what people think is culturally relevant.
And I guess
you
can sort of say that about this whole thing, because like, he's not... from a traditional rap origin.
Exactly. Sort of his appeal is blending a lot of different styles and sounds and making them his own.
Mm.
And Drake is very plugged into the internet, which he sort of referenced in this interview with constantly being on Instagram. If there's anything from that interview that I find the most suspicious, it's the fact that Drake is constantly reading his Instagram comments and freaking
out
about
that. That's crazy to me. Like, he's so far above that. Why would he even, like,
care? Well, that's what I find suspicious, Drake's side of the story is, I was reading through my Instagram comments, as I always do, and I find a lot of people accusing me of stealing somebody's flow, and so I go and check it out. But I feel like he had...
You think he heard about it from some other way?
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
I don't think Drake discovered XXXTentacion through his Instagram comments. One, because X is blowing up and it's very popular on SoundCloud, and it's, you know, more than likely that Drake as a professional musician has had some sort of sonic interaction with his music before reading about it in Instagram comments.
Mm.
You know, whether on purpose or not. It could have just been like playing in a car.
This DJ interviewing him did not know how to pronounce XXXTentacion's name.
That's the other thing, is that Drake knows the correct pronunciation of the name, which he wouldn't get from just...
Well, I'm sure he researched it before this interview, so you could make a case to say either way, like, oh.
Well, which one is it? Because one side is Drake saying, I've never heard of this guy before, I looked up the song, it has a lot of plays, and, you know, it might have a similar sound, but that's it. And the other side is, Drake has done a little bit more research into who this artist is, and knows how to pronounce his name, and has studied his flow probably a little bit more intently beforehand. I think if Drake... here's what I'm saying. If Drake had... You know, if his side of the story was true, is that he was just reading through his Instagram comments and saw this, and then Googled XXXTentacion, looked up the song, and was like, oh yeah, I guess that's kind of similar. I don't think he would know how to pronounce his name.
You think that's the smoking gun, is he knows to pronounce his name? I'm sure he's been asked about it before, though, right? Is this the first time he's been asked about, oh, is this guy at
that can station? Be true. I don't know when this interview is from. Maybe a lot of people have been coming up to him and saying that.
I assume, like, his agent comes and talks to him, like, hey, is this true? Or, like, his labels, or I guess he has his own label now, right?
I mean, that sort of goes back to what you were saying, was that it's not illegal, so why would anybody else care?
Maybe his publicity agent was like, this is bad press, you're going to get...
I think it's good press for
boycotted.
Drake.
Why is it good press?
It gets people talking about the song. Everyone's going to want to go listen to More Life now because that controversial song is on it.
Oh, wow. What if it's on purpose?
I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know where I stand on
Drake
this.
Drake is very savvy at the internet.
I think
he could be playing all of it.
I'm not sure Drake is playing like three-dimensional chess with...
I think he might be.
...with all of the hip-hop rap community.
Mm.
It's
definitely more convincing, like, not in interviews. Like, that was like not that great of a...
I want to believe him. I want to believe that he didn't steal the flow. But at the same time, it sounds way too similar.
Would you be okay if he said, like, yeah, I stole the flow? If he admitted to it, do you think he'd be okay with that? Or do you think they'd be like,
Would I be okay with that?
Yeah.
Well, no.
You would be less okay with that, even though...
Other than him hiding.
Yeah.
If Drake came out tomorrow and said, well, now it would be worse because now he lied, because he lied about it.
So way back in the past, like, hey, he stole my flows. Like, yeah, I think this guy's great. You should go listen to his stuff.
Yeah. I think I would have been okay with that.
What if he didn't credit him at all? Like, hey, I stole this guy's stuff, but because I wanted to do it, not because I want to give him credit. Are you allowed to do that, or is it like against the honor code?
That's just like asking for beef.
You're asking for beef.
I think the whole like X's side of the story is, I don't really care that he took my flow. I just want like credit. Like, I want him to like shout me out or whatever.
He's done that now.
And he kind of is doing that by saying, I didn't steal his flow.
He's also very cautious in this interview. Like, oh, he's not some...
Drake is always very cautious, though. That's sort of how he conducts himself.
Interesting. I kind of don't want him to be as successful as he is now. Like,
yeah, that's like what a hater would say.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why. Like, there's something about him that makes me hate him. Like not hate him. But
he's
like,
a little bit icky.
He's a little bit like, oh, you're doing this because you like to play this game. He lacks a certain authenticity.
That's very interesting that you say that.
Why?
I think a lot of people would agree with you.
Interesting.
A lot of people would disagree with you, too. That's sort of Drake's appeal.
That's weird. That's like a feeling that like people have.
It's sort of like the popular kid in school who everybody likes. But
he has a bunch of baby pictures on his wall. His mom orders him around. Was that Trump or is that Paul?
No, that
Ryan?
Was Big Sean.
Big Sean, okay. I can't remember who we're talking about.
There's something a little bit icky about it, is what you're saying. I just don't believe that Drake is like constantly reading his Instagram comments. And even if he is, that he would care enough to like investigate what people are saying about him in the comments.
I think either way it's bad. Like, he should not have said that sentence. Because like, if he is reading his Instagram comments all the time, like, what's wrong with you? You're worth $1 billion, I'm sure. And like, if you aren't, then why did you say you were? Like,
yeah. Here's the other thing. I think it's entirely possible that Drake took the flow, thought it wouldn't be a big deal because this guy wasn't that popular. He got very popular, and then people started commenting on his Instagram posts, and then he saw the post in the Instagram and was like, oh, now this is a really big deal.
The cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, like crap. People know.
He didn't cover his tracks well enough.
It could be both. It could be that he stole the flow, and then that story is also truthful.
Man, I love rap beef. It's so fun. There's so many sides to it. It's like, ooh, the characters. It doesn't really matter, but like, that's part of the appeal. Damn.
Well, now I want to. So, X did a radio interview when he got out of jail. I want to see if he says anything. Okay, so this is 103.5 The Beat. He calls out Drake in his first interview after jail, is the name of the video, but it's a 30-minute long video, so I want to see if there's like a timestamp on.
Excellent. Check the comments.
Yeah. Oh my god. Ugh. No.
We don't have time for this.
People are just being dumb in the comments.
Are they saying, oh, I don't like Drake, or Drake's a soft boy?
They're just like making fun of everybody in the video. I just want to get to the part where he talks about Drake.
Have you heard there's an argument to be made against being able to like or upvote or like plus one comments, because it just like sort of tends to make people incentivized to make funny comments as opposed to like insightful or good conversations?
I don't see how not upvoting comments would incentivize better comments.
It has to do with like, oh, funny things usually appeal to the most people. But you can have an insightful discussion that people disagree with.
Okay, here's the quote from the interview.
All right.
I'm going to beep it.
Okay,
so he says, he's not a man. I think he's a beep. The B word. That's a B word move, especially when I was in jail facing life. If Drake would have come to my bond hearing, that would have made my effing day. If he would have showed that he's a hospitable person and that he's really in this S for the culture, rather than taking my S, running off with it, and then taking it on his album, then he would have gotten my kudos, gotten my respect. I would have let him hop on the remix and take 100% royalty rate. I would have done it.
Okay, no, screw this guy. He's lying.
Who's lying?
XXX whatever. Like, oh, yeah, I'm just gonna owe you my money. No, he wants money. Okay, and also he beat his pregnant girlfriend. Wow.
Right.
Everyone here is a bad person. I don't like any of them.
I mean, welcome to hip hop beef.
There are no heroes. And Drake like, can present himself as a hero. That's the thing. But like, also it sucks that he's presenting himself as a hero because it's such a self-serving thing to do.
Oh, I have the perfect think piece for you to read.
Uh-oh.
It's basically that accusation, but written out in a very well-written essay.
Okay. So what you're saying is I can skip it and just say it again.
No, I'm saying you should read this article.
Wow. Okay. It's so weird that like all these thoughts I'm having, they're like, well found out like opinions in the industry, like, oh, Drake's not authentic. Oh, there's actually 100 million people who agree with you.
Yeah, the op-ed is from August of 2015, which is pretty much right after the initial Drake Meek Mill beef.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the op-ed is called "I'm Breaking Up with Drake," and it's written by Megan Garvey, who's a really, really good writer. So this isn't just like a regular, you know, everyday rap radio host sort of personality. Someone who
I take extreme offense to that.
Someone who does her homework and is in it for the culture, as X would say.
Uh-huh. I don't think, what does X have claimed to the culture? I guess I don't know him.
I mean, his point of view is basically like, if Drake wanted to, you know, like take my flow, I would have let him, but he has to like give me something in return. Whether it's like, you know, getting me out of jail or just saying hi.
You can't get him out of jail. What? He doesn't deserve to get taken out of jail. This is a whole different thing. Ugh. Because he sounds like an objectively bad person. Why didn't he get out of jail if it was facing life?
I think he's like out on bail or something.
Okay. Sheesh.
Yeah.
I think jail should be more about rehabilitation anyway. Ugh.
Here's another thing
that
I will also say about the song. This doesn't have that much to do with X anymore, but the song also features Giggs, who's a rapper from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And the flow that Giggs uses on that song is the exact same flow that Giggs uses on another song of his, and they're both bad. So hold on, I'll skip to the part and you can hear it.
Yep.
I heard you bringing that dirty, bringing that 30. Music with a quick extension, bringing up 30.
Okay, so you got that?
Sure.
Okay, so Giggs has another song called "Whippin' Excursion," where he uses the exact same flow, and it's nauseatingly bad. Okay, the song also, this is sort of a petty gripe, but it takes like 45 seconds of the song for Giggs to actually start rapping.
You're not a gangster, you're just an internet version. Whipping that Wurzel. You know me, got the littlest circle.
He's so bad.
Yeah, I think that's a horrible song.
I feel like I'm back on Drake's side.
You believe Drake?
Yeah, I mean, like, it doesn't matter. It's like one little part of the whole rap thing. I feel like, like the two lines of possible flow stolen from one song, put in one other song.
I think it matters because it sets it continues a precedent for Drake, in which Drake can sort of
just a pattern skim
off the, yeah, he can sort of skim off the top of what's a little bit popular in the non-hip hop.
But I guess the counter argument is that like everyone probably does a little bit, and Drake just gets way more called out for it because he is known for this. Like, this is part of the Drake persona, or the Drake, I don't know, mythos.
Yeah,
is it like,
I think
Drake steals stuff.
Like, Drake stealing from XXXTentacion isn't a huge deal because they're more or less part of the same culture.
Mm-hmm.
More or less. I mean, I think there's some big differences, but they both make the same genre of music.
Mm-hmm.
But like Drake stealing from dancehall or grime or like a totally different genre with a totally different like history and culture and people representing it is like a little bit of a bigger deal.
Hmm.
Because then you get into like areas of like not paying homage correctly, and then people only liking dancehall when Drake does it.
Yeah, but that's a whole other thing. Like, how do you know what's correct homage, and like who is to say if it's correct? And what if Drake is doing the whole thing in service by providing, by like